Tip number 176. Hello, this is John Chambers, and welcome to the 1 Minute Tip, a collection of short podcasted tips covering the technologies we use every day. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. Today's tip, preview and annotate. During the course of the week, I'm asked a lot of questions, and I generally reply with a screen snapshot. But a screen snapshot doesn't show the entire picture. Sometimes you have to call out small parts of a screen to answer a question. This is where the annotate bar inside of the preview application will come in really handy. First, your screen snapshot, Command-Shift-3, or Command-Shift-4 and select part of a screen. Now open the screen snapshot in preview. In the toolbar at the top of the page, select the annotate button. It looks like a small pencil. You'll notice that the annotate toolbar menu displays at the bottom of the window. Your choices are an arrow, an ellipse or circle, a square or rectangle. Remember to use the Shift key to constrain these drawing tools. After you've created these items on the canvas, you can always re-click them and then use the small gray circle to realign and resize the objects. The next tool is the Text tool. Press, drag, and type. The Color menu will allow you to change the color of a selected item. The Line Width menu tool allows you to change the thicknesses of selected lines. And the last item in this list will bring up the Show Fonts panel. With this panel, you can select the font family, typeface, size, and even color of the selected text. And next, you'll need to save the file. So maybe help is only an annotation away. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com or stop by the website at www.oneminutetip.com.